You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Just a couple of hours ago, I was finishing up a career direct assessment with a young man named Kyle. And his two parents were on the call too. Sweet family, great family, just had a great time in the Lord with them. Towards the tail end of that career direct consultation, we ran into the section of the assessment that talks about your values. And the reason why the assessment goes through that process of asking a client what their values are and to prioritize their values is that so much of the workplace, so much of actually enjoying what you do is to make sure that you find a workplace that aligns with your value system. Now, towards the tail end of the assessment, we talk about one particular type of values that is labeled life values. And there are 9 things that someone can choose from or to prioritize, if I can say it that way, that they would like to see from a workplace. And this particular gentleman, Kyle, said this: I want to serve God first. His second life value is that he wanted to make sure that his workplace allowed him to express his artistic nature. Number 3, he wanted to make a lot of money, not so much for greedy gain, but so that he could be financially free to be able to serve the Lord in more volunteer capacities. And number 4, he wanted to make sure that the workplace would enable him to enjoy his leisure pursuits. And to kind of give you an idea, Kyle's about 19 years old right now, and his parents, like I said, were on the call with him. And so there was a little bit of input from them, but Kyle was pretty much the one driving this priority of values. Well, number 9 out of the list of 9 was serve others. Serve God was first, serve others was number 9. So when I'm talking to Kyle and his parents, I started asking Kyle this question: Kyle, how do you think we're supposed to serve God? And he came up with an answer that wasn't all that great. And I took him to task a little bit on that. And I said, look, have you ever heard of Robert Townsend or Zig Ziglar? And he said, yeah, I've heard of Zig Ziglar, but I have no clue who Robert Townsend is. So I kind of educated him on that real quickly and said, look, Robert Townsend was a guy that took over Avis Rent-A-Car back in the late 1960s. At the time he took over Avis Rent-A-Car, it was struggling, it was losing money. And then in the space of 2 or 3 years, Robert Townsend instilled into the corporate culture of Avis Rent-A-Car a set of values that turned that company from being a money loser into a money maker within 2 or 3 year time span. And one of the things he did was change the attitude of the corporation with regards to money. He said, look, money does not come from the pursuit of money. Normally, money comes from the pursuit of a worthwhile goal in service of others. So money is a byproduct of service to others. And that way, that understanding helps us to understand that what really brings success in business financially, in our careers financially, is excellently serving others in some way. And in return for that excellent service, in return for removing somebody else's pain points, they will give us money for helping them do that. And I told him that Zig Ziglar had a very famous quote that he used to say all the time, did so for decades before he passed away. And it goes something like this: you can get everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. What I was trying to help Kyle understand is that God has left us on this planet to glorify Him by serving others in His name. And if He wanted to have the right motivation, the right key to success in whatever business endeavor he ends up pursuing for God's glory, he's going to have to get the idea that first and foremost, after serving God, must come serving others. And then when he serves others in an artistic way, in an excellent way, using his artistic abilities, then the money will come. People will give him money in response to his work in what he's doing to help alleviate their pain or their problems or help them feel a certain way that brings them closer to the Lord. So that lesson is this: no matter what it is you're being called to do, the key to success in it is to be able to serve the other people around you in your sphere of influence, in your target market, in an excellent fashion, in a way that God's created you to excel at. And in return for that, not only will you benefit financially, you'll also glorify the Lord in the process. In short, the way you serve God is by serving others. So what I was trying to get Kyle to understand is this: serving others better not be number 9, pal. Serving others needs to be number 2, right behind serving God, because unless you serve others, you're not going to be able to serve God. And oh, by the way, welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and you can join us today by phone, text, or email and shoot me questions or comments about the show via 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. You know, in follow-up to what we just talked about with Kyle, I'm reminded of Ephesians 2:10. Which says this: for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. When I try to talk to people like Kyle about their vocational calling, it really boils down to this question: how can you bring the most value to the world? What kind of impact did God leave you on this earth to make on the people around you? And what skills, what abilities, what personality traits, what passions did he give you that will enable you to fulfill that calling, to make that impact on a daily basis, regularly, for years? And I got to be honest with you, I'm 44 years old now, and the older I get, the more hectic life becomes and the harder it is for me to stay focused on making an impact for other people. I mean, your responsibilities, your duties, your desires grow in number, and they constantly compete for your time. And with so many things pulling you in different directions, it's very easy to make one or both of the following common mistakes: overwhelmed by everything, you don't know what to do next, so you do nothing at all, or you're always busy, but you're always addressing the most urgent matters, the ones that seem to have the most short-term importance, thereby ignoring the important matters of life, the ones that have the most long-term importance. I mean, how do you avoid those mistakes when there's constant pressure to stay focused in the urgent and not on the important? Well, the answer to that question is by asking yourself this question: how can I bring the most value to others right now? We got to remember that Christ did not save us so that we could go about our lives pursuing our own goals and all with the comfort that we have fire insurance from hell. Yeah, he did save us from hell, but as Ephesians 2:10 says, he also saved us unto good works. And by asking the question, how can I bring the most value to others right now, we'll take our attention off of ourselves and place it where it belongs, on God and on others. Now, sometimes the answer to the question will guide you to take care of the immediate, urgent matter. But sometimes the answer will force you to ignore the pressures of the urgent, put the urgent matters aside for a while, and focus on something with a long-term impact that no one else will recognize for years. Other times the answer will seem like you're being selfish. Maybe you'll need to tell somebody, hey, I can't help you right now, sorry about that. Which may on the surface may appear a little, you know, self-centered. But every now and then, you have to say no to a request for help. Because if you don't, you'll never stop to rest, and you'll eventually succumb to exhaustion, and you'll no longer have the heart or the mind to help anybody at all. At times, you will ask, you know, how can I bring the most value to other people right now? And you won't like the answer. I mean, the Holy Spirit that dwells within you and dwells within me may prompt you to do something that you really don't want to do in the first place. But the challenge is, and our duty is, to do it anyway. And if the Holy Spirit gives you your next assignment, no other task will have nearly as much impact on others, both short-term and long-term, as that one task God is telling you to do right now. So remember to ask yourself the question when you're being barraged from side to side, from up and down, of all the pressures and hecticness of life. Just remember to ask yourself, what's the best way I can bring value and impact to others for Christ right now? And focus on that, and that will give you the clarity to do what you're supposed to do today in service to others and for God's glory. All right, let's shift gears here and talk about college and jobs. My oldest daughter just graduated from high school, and she goes to a small Christian school. Her class only had 18 seniors in it, so it's a small, intimate group, and almost everybody from the senior class is going off to college. But there are two people from her class who've decided to take what is oftentimes referred to as a gap year and not go to college immediately and kind of just pray and see where the Lord's going to lead. And, you know, a lot of people look down on that decision, thinking that, oh, my stars, statistically, if, you know, in order to earn more money in your career, you got to go to college. And my goodness, if they're so confused as to whether or not they need to go to college, maybe that's really a bad start to their post high school life. I'm here to say I don't get that. I don't go with that line of thinking. I think that college is right for a lot of people. And yes, statistically, it does. Generally speaking, enable someone to earn more money. But you know what? There are plenty of people who are in great positions that don't finish a degree, don't even go to college in the first place, because they found a way to either start a business or they found a job that does not require a college degree. Matter of fact, I ran across an article not long ago entitled Eight Great Ways to Make Money Without a Degree, found it on, of all places, entrepreneur.com. And the author is Sujan Patel. Now, just to kind of launch off, give you a little flavor for what this article says. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, only 46% of college students actually finish their degree. So just because a high school graduate goes off to college, the odds are half of them aren't even going to finish in the first place. Research also shows that college graduates ages 25 to 32, yeah, they earn $17,500 more annually than their non-degree holding counterparts. But given the crushing cost of student debt and a slowly recovering job market, is a college degree really worth it? Financially, if you're only earning $17,500 more per year and it's costing you $100,000 to go to school over 4 to 6 years, you know, it's going to take a long time for that to even out. And what I want to do when we get back from the break is actually go through this list of eight great ways to make money without a college degree in hopes that maybe one of them will be of interest to you or to someone that you know who knows for sure, or at least they think they know for sure, that college isn't right for them and they're exploring ways to make a living for the Lord without having to go through that expense. So come back from the break in just a few moments and we'll dive right into that article. Let me tell you about something my family did several years ago. We dropped our health coverage and joined Samaritan Ministries, a Christian medical needs sharing ministry that's been around since 1994. Joining Samaritan Ministries not only saved my family hundreds of dollars per month, it also helped us stop paying insurance premiums that were funding all kinds of unbiblical practices that we don't support. Every month, more than 49,000 households of Samaritan Ministries share more than $14 million in medical needs under a program that satisfies the Affordable Care Act's requirement that you have insurance or pay a penalty tax. The program also gives you total control over which doctors you see. The Romeiser family has found a health care home at Samaritan Ministries, and we'd like to invite you to join us. To learn more about Samaritan Ministries and if it's right for you, go to SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And if you choose to apply, be sure to support Career Callings by letting them know that Robbie Romeiser referred you. We all have to learn how to pursue God's calling, and that learning requires tons and tons of reading. But if you're like me, life is so busy that it's hard to find time to read. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Audible. Audible has over 180,000 audiobooks to help you listen and learn on the go. Audible has made me so much more productive, enabling me to learn while I drive, exercise, or work around the house. I know Audible can do the same for you, and that's why I've teamed up with Audible to give my listeners a free audiobook to see if audiobook learning is right for you. Go to audibletrial.com/careercallings and claim your free audiobook today. That's audibletrial.com/careercallings. audibletrial.com/careercallings. The Romeiser family became Amazon Prime members years ago. With fast free shipping, exclusive access to movies and TV shows, ad-free music, unlimited photo storage, and free Kindle books, it was a no-brainer. To give Amazon Prime a free test drive for your family, go to careercallings.net/resources. That's careercallings.net/resources. I opened the digital doors of careercallings.net in 2014. I did the same with my daily devotional site, todaysquotefromgod.com, in 2012. Since day one, I've hosted both of my websites with award-winning HostGator. HostGator raises the bar for speed, reliability, support, and value. If you need a place to host your new or existing website, go to careercallings.net/resources to get 20% off new web hosting plans as a Career Callings listener. That's careercallings.net/resources. Career mismatches cause people financial and emotional pain as they struggle to pay their bills and also to find meaning in their lives. The late Larry Burkett recognized this, and for nearly 30 years, Crown Ministries has helped hundreds of thousands of people around the world find, prepare for, and pursue the purpose-filled work God has called them to do. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
We are Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back to Career Callings, where our purpose is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's robbie@careercallings.net. Now, don't forget, the Career Callings Radio Show is also available via podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker.com, and TuneIn Radio. And if you've been blessed by the Career Callings Radio Show and like to buy stuff on Amazon.com, please consider shopping on Amazon.com from our careercallings.net/resources page. Career Callings is an Amazon.com affiliate, so each purchase you make by linking to Amazon from our resources page will go to support the show. That's careercallings.net/resources. Now, right before the break, we were looking at an article called 8 Great Ways to Make Money Without a Degree. I found this article on entrepreneur.com. The author is Sujan Patel. Now, basically, we were setting the article up right before the break, indicating that, you know what, even though college statistically does generate in higher incomes for people, college is not going to be for everyone. And there are plenty of businesses out there where you can earn good income, plenty of jobs out there where you can earn good income without having to go to college. So here's a quick list of 8 things you can do without a college degree that can earn significant income for your family. Number one, start a service business. Now, a service business is usually the easiest type of business to start because there typically isn't a whole lot of overhead. You don't need to make many contacts or even a website to get started. It doesn't hurt to have those things, but you don't need them. Instead, you just need a valuable skill that people will pay you for over and over again. Content marketing, web design, social media consulting, those are just a few places to start. You could list your services on websites like Fiverr.com and Elance.com and other gig sites that allow you to shop your services that way. Or maybe you have a non-digital idea in mind. Even though there's a little bit of overhead to invest in, say, cleaning equipment, if you wanted to open up a mobile car wash, that is something that would be very much a service business that would be in high demand for a lot of people. So that's number one, start a service business. Number two, invest in real estate. Now, from personal experience, both as an investor and as a real estate broker, I can tell you, investing in real estate is not as easy as it may seem on TV. Nonetheless, anyone with enough upfront startup capital can jump into the business and or anybody who's got good contacts and can build a good network of investors can do the same. Now, there's a lot to it, not only the investment purchase side, but also the property management side. So you may find, as many people do, that they're not really suited for property management, yet you can still own and properly manage investment real estate by hiring the right property manager to help you out. Crowdfunding sites like RealtyMogul.com can also give you access to commercial property developments for as little as $5,000 a pop. So that's another idea, investing in real estate. Number three, offer consulting services. You know, think bigger than offering to train bookkeepers by the hour or teach a course to business managers. Instead, maybe position yourself as a consultant instead and get paid to share advice on everything from lean management to accounting. Think about pain points and how you can help solve a business's biggest problems. And there's all kind of people with all kind of pain points, and chances are you're well-educated enough in one type of skill or one specific need where you could get paid consulting fees for helping remove those pain points. That's number three, offer consulting services. Number four, create a product. Everyone preaches selling Kindle books and ebooks to make money, but there's so much more out there. The internet is just filled with premium products on both personal blogs and corporate websites alike. Maybe you want to join a site like Gumroad, which sells books and music and software and films and other things like that. In reality, sellers can generate profits from just about any entertaining or useful material. So create a product and sell it online. Number five, become a subject matter expert. Subject matter experts, or SMEs, are also called domain experts, provide knowledge and expertise in a given subject area. Your job might be to ensure that the content on a particular subject is completely accurate. Companies looking to train staff need an SME to work on everything from training videos to educational courses. SMEs typically come from academic, technical, and vocational fields, but there's no specific degree required. Network for opportunities in your industry or opportunities working on course creators and contractors for training companies. Textbook publishers are also always looking for subject matter experts. Number six, rent your stuff. Many rental companies started with just one person renting out his or her own equipment, like pressure washers, power tools, office furniture. To get inspired, see what people are doing on Craigslist, like renting and setting up bounce houses or birthday party character costumes. Get creative. Consider renting out your house, your vehicle, maybe even rare antiques you own to a set of decorators working on an upcoming film, or maybe even a real estate agent looking to stage a house for sale. Number seven, get adventurous. This may not be for the faint of heart, but skydiving, for example, was a life-changing event for the author of this article. And skydiving instructors, you know, don't need a lot of formal education, though a license may be required from the United States Parachute Association. Now, you might be an adventuresome person like that, or maybe a hang glider or some other type of adventure junkie. But if you have a skill set in that world, get adventurous and maybe start a business shepherding other people through those types of adventures as well. Number eight, and lastly for this article, look at non-degree jobs. There are plenty of careers that pay well and don't require a degree. For example, gaming managers don't need a degree and are responsible for planning and coordinating operations in a casino. And that's, you know, probably not the best thing for a Christian radio audience, but nonetheless, there are jobs out there like that that don't require a degree. Detectives, for example, web developers, even pilots may need certifications and other training, but they don't need a college degree. And an interesting write-up comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they have a publication entitled High Wages After High School Without a Bachelor's Degree. And that publication is chock full of fantastic ideas for great paying jobs that you don't need a college degree for. And of course, as always, I'll link to these resources and to this article at careercallings.net/radio in the show notes for today's program. Now, let's talk about circuses. A few months ago, my oldest daughter said, "Hey, you know what? We've never been to the circus, and there's a circus over in Greenville. Why don't we go to the circus?" And so I took the family to the circus for the first time, and we had a blast, just an absolute blast. But that's not the type of circus I want to talk about now. I want to talk about the type of circus that the Navy SEALs have to go through in basic training. In May of 2014, Admiral William H. McRaven, Commander, United States Special Operations Command, gave the commencement address at the University of Texas at Austin graduation ceremony. A Navy SEAL for 36 years, Admiral McRaven taught the graduates 10 lessons he learned from basic training. And one of the lessons he taught was this: don't be afraid of the circuses. Now, in order for you to understand what he meant by that, let me play you a clip about a minute and a half in length from that commencement address.
Every day during training, you were challenged with multiple physical events: long runs, long swims, obstacle courses, hours of calisthenics, something designed to test your mettle. Every event had standards, times you had to meet. If you failed to meet those times, those standards, your name was posted on a list, and at the end of the day, those on the list were invited to a circus. A circus was 2 hours of additional calisthenics designed to wear you down, to break your spirit, to force you to quit. No one wanted a circus. A circus meant that for that day, you didn't measure up. A circus meant more fatigue, and more fatigue meant that the following day would be more difficult and more circuses were likely. But at some time during SEAL training, everyone made the circus list. But an interesting thing happened to those who were constantly on the list. Over time, those students who did 2 hours of extra calisthenics got stronger and stronger. The pain of the circuses built inner strength and physical resiliency. Life is filled with circuses. You will fail. You will likely fail often. It will be painful. It will be discouraging. At times, it will test you to your very core. But if you want to change the world, don't be afraid of the circuses.
Admiral McRaven succinctly articulated a fantastic truth. We will fail. And when we fail, we will have a choice to let our failures either render us useless or to let them make us stronger. Some trials will be of the kind that will test not only our human limits, but our spiritual ones as well. And in such cases, we will have a choice to either let our trials render us and our faith useless or to let them make our faith stronger. And when those times come, fall on your face before God with open Bible and with hands clasped in prayer. Plead your case before the Creator and grab hold of His throne with all of the humility you can muster. Cast your will, your fate, and your faith at His feet. And when you do, trust Him to fight your cause like no other can. You can and you will overcome so long as you rest on the promises of God. And as the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 5, 4-5, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Hang in there, gang. Trust in God and don't be afraid of the circuses. Well, that wraps up another edition of Career Callings. As always, you can get a copy of today's broadcast at careercallings.net/radio or via iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And remember Psalm 39:4. "Lord, let me know my life's end and to appreciate the extent of my days. Let me know how frail I am and how transient is my stay here." My friends, if God has shown you how He wants you to impact the world for His glory through your vocation, then you need to get started pursuing your career calling, and I mean right now. Go get her done, and God bless. See you next week.